Asian restaurants and grocery stores that largely depend on imported Chinese goods are grappling with the U.S. tariff on China. While President Donald Trump is considering reducing the tariff rate, the unpredictability that surrounds this trade war between the two countries could threaten the livelihood of small businesses across the region. WUNC's Eli Chen reports.
It's mid-afternoon inside the kitchen of Neo China, a Chinese restaurant tucked into a strip mall in Durham near Highway 15501. Two chefs stand at walks, including Neo China's owner Jordan Wong, who is tossing an order of Mongolian beef. It carries a rich aroma of onions, beef, scallions, and a special combination of sauces that Wong says his relatives came up with over years of working in restaurants.
So they brought a lot of little secrets with, like, for example, our sauce is more nuanced, and we have some of that centuries-old tradition wisdom in there a little bit, and we've tried to retain that.
Wong is proud of his family's 35-year-old restaurant, which his grandmother, father, and other relatives built after decades of migration between China, Taiwan, and the U.S. They've weathered challenges like the 2008 recession and COVID, but the recent tariffs President Trump has imposed on Chinese goods has been especially daunting.
We're already getting hit in the inventory. I may have to discontinue water chestnuts. Like, they've already almost doubled in price, so I had to buy extra at double so that I don't have to pay quadruple later. And then when I run out of that, that's it, unless prices come back down.
His distributors have also told him prices have gone up for other key inventory items, like soy sauce and bamboo shoots. To say that Wong is worried is an understatement. He's trying to weigh what his best options are, and he hasn't increased prices yet for his customers. But between labor, inventory, and other operations costs, there seems to be no good path forward.
It's a terrible spiral. Like, I have to cut something, which means what do I have to do? I have to cut an employee? That's not what this is supposed to be about either. I'm supposed to be creating jobs.
In early April, President Trump announced his Liberation Day tariffs, which imposed tariffs on virtually every country. He quickly put a pause on the tariffs for most countries, except for China, which went up to 145%. Andrew Greenland is an assistant professor of economics at North Carolina State University. He says that restaurants and grocery stores are especially vulnerable to the impact of these tariffs.
Look, if I'm a grocer, I can't stockpile fresh blueberries or whatever it is I'm going to be selling. Those are going to expire. And so there are some sectors in the economy that are going to have a much harder time dealing with inventories, holding those things, keeping them fresh.
And for some products, there's no option for acquiring them domestically.
We don't have domestic production of water chestnuts, not in the quantities that people need. Tariffs are really poorly thought out policy if what you think you're going to do with those is use them as a way of promoting job growth.
Greenland says many restaurants already struggle with relying on thin margins. He says the rising costs of imports will pass on to consumers who are likely to want to spend less if they are concerned about the economy.
The reality is there are a lot of smaller businesses in and out of this sector that are going to be faced with higher costs, contracting demand. And the reality is that that can mean job loss, it can mean loss of access to goods and services, and it can mean businesses closing down.
Even if the tariffs were to come down tomorrow, Jordan Wong says he's frustrated with the uncertainty that revolves around this trade war. The tariffs have kicked off a domino effect that he's not confident he can withstand.
On the labor front, on the inventory front, and then on the incoming sales front, I'm being hurt on all three. So on three fronts, I may have to close my business.
It might seem like an extreme option, but Wong says that at the root of his family's restaurant is quality. And if he can't serve it, then it's time to hang up the apron. Eli Chen, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.